Scripture reading today is taken from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Before we get into our message, I have a video clip, Christmas, so that he could be known to you. So, first of all, let's look at this. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 says, "For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace." You see those four words for Christ? Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. As we think about this special day and the wonderful message of Christ, Jesus is wonderful. And the word wonderful, in the middle of this verse, is his name. You know, I've been sharing for the last three Sundays before today about his glory, his wonderful glory. That's who Christ is. And it's the key word to this verse, and it's rich with meaning and everlasting truth. It's like an umbrella. It's an umbrella word under which all the words follow it. It rests upon it. He's a wonderful counselor, mighty God, eternal Father, Prince of Peace. Wonderful is his first name here in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. And all the words before it tells us what qualifies Jesus as being wonderful. And Isaiah, the prophet, he looked through the telescope of the prophecy and saw 700 years into the future. You think about it, 700 years. Now, we can't hardly see one day into the future, can we, in our mind? But because of the revelation of the Spirit of God speaking through Isaiah, he could foretell what was coming, the wonderful Savior. So Isaiah saw three things, I believe, about the wonderful Lord. And first of all, he saw a cradle of incarnation. It's revealed in the flesh. And the Apostle Paul, he also talks about this in 1 Timothy 3:16. where he says, by common confession, great is the mystery of godliness. You know, Paul uses that word mystery in different of his books that he wrote, because sometimes it's a mystery. But it is to be revealed to us, and the only way that we can receive and understand it is that we are a child of God. And he will reveal that to his children through the power of the Holy Spirit. And he says he was revealed in the flesh. He came to us in the flesh. And then when we look at the Gospels, the Apostle John said in first chapter, verse 14, and the wonderful word became flesh. There it is again. Jesus became flesh and dwelt among us. And we saw his glory, glory as the only begotten from the Father. And also he says this in John 3:16. So, first of all, we see the intervention and the incarnation of Christ. Secondly, we see the cradle of intervention. Wickedness was in the day of Noah. And building the Tower of Babel. Jonah on his way to Tarsus. And Paul on the way to Damascus Road. And you and I in our sin today, we see this. And that's exactly why Jesus came into this world. To abolish sin. To bring light to a darkness that's in this world today. And then we see a third thing. Isaiah saw a cradle of intervention. And then he saw a cradle of inspiration. God sent his son, the Bible tells us. Angels gave praise. Wise men sacrificed. Shepherds reached and searched out for the child. And we should be inspired to serve. I mean, that's what we're called to do, isn't it? Jesus said, I didn't come to be served, but to serve. So if he didn't come to be served and to serve, what a great example for us to follow. And sometimes we forget about that. We need to be reminded that we are to serve, just like Christ. Not to be served, but to serve. What a wonderful time of year to find out that important commodity that we have as Christians is to serve. I heard about a 90-year-old lady who decided to just, when she sent her Christmas cards, she thought buying presents was a little bit much. And so she wrote out checks for all of her family and friends and decided that she would put them in the Christmas card. And she wrote out her Christmas cards and wrote after her name, buy your own presents. But after Christmas, the festivals and all that was over, she found the checks in her desk. Everyone had gotten the cards from her, buy your own presents. Written inside without the checks. I don't know if you've ever done that. We all like gifts, don't we? Well, how would we respond if we got a Christmas card that said, buy your own presents? You know the intentions was right, but you thought, well, something's missing here, right? But we all like to receive gifts, and we like to receive them from those we love. And we also enjoy giving them. What Jesus said is certainly true. He said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Would you agree with that? Acts 20:35. More blessed to give than to receive. So we often think that the greatest joy of Christmas belongs to the children. Because they get to experience the excitement of opening their presents. And it is exciting to watch. Well, it's exciting to watch adults, open presents, to see their response and actions of getting a gift. But over the years, I've learned that the real excitement of Christmas comes in being able to give to those who mean so much to you. Whether it's friends or family. And even though we would like to give to everyone, we know it's kind of hard. And it would be very difficult to give to everyone. But when I think about giving gifts, God can, God has, and there is no one who's been left off of his gift list. That's Christmas. The Heavenly Father saw fit for you and me to receive your greatest gift of all. Whether it's Christmas or whatever day it is, when I talk to someone about Jesus Christ and they receive him into their heart and life, I always tell them, you received the greatest gift of all. You've made the most important decision of your life. And we make a lot of decisions in our life, on our jobs and our families and our finances, and a lot of decisions that we make every day. And they are important. And we need to make sure that when we make those, they are good. Best of our ability. And the insights and the discernment that the Holy Spirit gives us in making good choices and good decisions in life. And if we would ask the Lord, first of all, before we make any decision or give anything or do anything, ask for his approval. Is this right for me? Should I do this? Then he will reveal it to us. Because he wants us to have the greatest gift, and that is Jesus Christ. And when we have that, we are able to understand the discernment that he gives each and every one of us. Because as John 3:16 says, you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall never perish, or will not perish, but have everlasting life. What a true gift this is. See, this Christmas, enjoy giving gifts and enjoy receiving them, but be especially thankful for their greatest gift of all that came to this earth in the form of a baby in a cradle. Next, Isaiah saw a cross. The Bible says, unto us a son is given. Not only a son, but John 3:16, as I just read, God gave his only, think about it, his only begotten son. We who have many children, how many of us would be willing just to give up one out of all of those? As the Heavenly Father gave his only begotten Son. You know, that's the greatest love. I mean, it's hard to comprehend that kind of love. Unconditional love. While we were yet sinners, Christ sent his only begotten Son into this world that we might have eternal life. You know, and I hope that will sink real deep inside our spirit, our soul. Not only today, but throughout the year as we go about our regular routine of working and the activities we're involved in and our service to him, especially at church where we can really get involved in doing ministry. You know, Thursday night when we went out to Brandon Campground, it was just a sense of the Lord's presence right there, and everybody felt that. And understood what this season is about giving and enjoying one another's company, enjoying just the fellowship of the body of Christ. And whether or not everybody that were there really knew Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, they were introduced to him. They understood why we were there, to give and proclaim the greatest gift of all. So Isaiah saw a cross. And Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, Paul tells us, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. You see, Paul had it right, didn't he? It wasn't I, it's me. It's Christ living in my life. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. See, it's not living for ourselves, but it's allowing the Holy Spirit to live his life, the Jesus Christ, his life through us. So when we accept him as Lord, we are immediately at peace with him. Why? Why are we at peace with him? Because we've given up something that doesn't belong in our life, and that is sin. And sin covers a multitude of things that the Bible talks about, and the Holy Spirit reveals that to us on a daily basis. And if we're in connection, it's a switch of the Holy Spirit is switched on in our life for the radar, then it's going to be revealed to us, and we're going to acknowledge it, and we're going to say, Lord, you are exactly right. This does not belong in my life. And that's why Paul said, you know, I now live in the flesh. I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. He had that in an account of his life. Then he saw a crown. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 says, the government shall be upon his shoulders. How is that? How is that? All through the Bible, it says that he wore a crown of thorns. In John chapter 19 verse 5, Jesus then came out wearing the crown of thorns, a purple robe, and Pilate said to them, behold the man. To us, it was Jesus Christ. He called him just a man, but he was more than just a man, wasn't he? He was the Son of God. He was the Messiah. Messiah that the Jews had long waited for, but yet they misunderstood why he came to offer them eternal life, salvation, everlasting life. And then we see the crown of glory. Not a normal crown, but the Shekinah. Shekinah means the glory surrounding, much more than the halo binding us as a transfiguration. You've heard the song, I Can Only Imagine? We can only imagine the glory and the beauty and the wonderful significance of his birth. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. See, these first two, the crown of thorns, the crown of glory, are related. Then we see the crown of gold. Again, we can only imagine what it's going to be like one of these days. Jesus came, prepared a way for us as we walk and go through the journey of life, understanding our purpose and our call here upon this earth. And as time awaits us, and as Paul says, you know, I've kept the faith, you know, I've stayed on the track. I've accomplished what the Lord has allowed me, the time I've spent here, and now to laid up a crown of righteousness. And not only me, Paul says, but for everyone who believes. crown of gold. And then we see in Revelation chapter 14:14, where John again says, "Then I looked, and behold, a white cloud. And sitting on the cloud was one like a man, like a son of man, having a golden crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand." The Lord Jesus Christ. So when we think about Christmas and the special gifts, and we'll be going home today, and many of you will be getting with your families. You'll be opening presents, and you'll be saying, "This is just what I needed," whether you did or not. But you accept a gift as gracious, because it's more blessed to give than receive, right? But you think about it. Of all the things, we have everything pretty much we need, don't we? But the most important gift is know that you are at peace with God. Peace with His Son. See, this is a point where the birth of Jesus heralds our opportunity for peace. And through His birth, life, death, burial, and resurrection, He is the sacrifice. And we no longer have to wonder how to gain access to God. His peace, because He provides the access. And He loves us so much that He sent His Son as a payment for our sins. The sacrifice is here for us to accept and to receive. And I want you to remember this. Just like any other gift, we simply need to receive the best gift of all, and that is Jesus Christ. If you've got that, you've got it all. Because the shepherd David, King David, he knew that. In Psalms 23, where he says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I need nothing else." He knew he had the greatest gift, and he was after God's own heart. This season, this Christmas, may the Heavenly Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be the center of your Christmas. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father God, we thank You today as we celebrate Your birthday. You're coming into this world. It's so wonderful to know You personally. And one of these days we'll see You face to face and we'll walk the streets of gold. You paved the way for us all to have the best. We can have the best here because we have Your Son. And then one of these days, as we can only imagine, we will see face to face as we are known and as You are known and as You were presented through the Scriptures. If there's anyone here today, Heavenly Father, that doesn't know You personally, what a precious gift to receive. Unconditional love, freely given. You paid the price, a sacrifice on Calvary. Many years ago, 2,000 years ago. And how better to enjoy Christmas knowing that You reign in our hearts. That is the peace that we understand. The one that Paul says, that peace that passes all understanding, knowing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. If there's anyone here looking for a church home, Versailles Baptist Church welcomes anyone that would love to come and serve in fellowship with us, serve the living Savior. Whatever that decision may be today, may we settle it with You. May we be willing to give up our life and empty our lives so that You can fill it with Your peace. Lord, we thank You. Again, for this day. We bless you because you have certainly blessed us with life through Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. We're going to stand and sing, God is so good.